Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab is going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine. Just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for Bathroom Mania. I'm Jay Schwedelson, and I'm here with the great Daniel Murray, who is the chief bathroom officer of this podcast. Daniel, you're excited for another bathroom break.
It's weird because now every time I go to the bathroom, I think of this podcast, which is not a shame. But every time I have a bathroom break, it's the Bathroom Break podcast in my
head. Well, let me ask you a question. Leading into why you had to go to the bathroom, and we didn't talk about this, but like, I don't know, what did you have for lunch today? I want to know what goes on in your world.
That's actually a great question, because I actually had, so Ari, who you don't know, my wife, Jay knows, but was craving sushi because we're in LA for a limited period of time, and where I live, the sushi is not that great. So we got this place called Sugarfish, if you know, in LA, which is like takeout stuff. So I had fancy lunch, some sushi.
What do you do? I love sushi. I can crush all sushi. I mean, I'm like Fabio. You know, he crushes like, I don't know, 50 rolls a day or something like that. The guy's a legend. Love Fabio. All right, let's get into what we're talking about today. Today, we're talking about haters and negative feedback. And do we let that get to us? Do we let it take over our minds? Should we care? Should we listen to the feedback? So, Daniel, I want to turn this one over to you. Are you someone that when someone's negative to you, that you're like, oh no, and you curl up in a ball and you just want to run away? Or you like have a different vibe?
I think my take is that you need to have haters to have raving fans. You're going to be great to a group of people and you're going to be not great to other group of people. But if you're in the middle, you're not swaying anyway. So if you have negative feedback, that means you're doing something right, I believe. I also think that negative feedback is great because then that's what helps you improve. I think if you didn't have negative feedback, granted, there we could talk about some horror stories of negative feedback, but I believe that if you're going to give someone negative feedback, at least make it constructive negative feedback rather than just say you suck or you're horrible or you're an asshole. That's my take on it.
So let me ask you a question, though. I think this is good for everyone to hear. You're a very nice guy. You got a big following. Do you get negative feedback? Do you get people writing nasty things on your social posts? Do you get people writing you emails that are nasty? Or is everything just perfect in Daniel's world?
Every single day, I self-unsubscribe people for themselves. So if they send me stuff, I think, which is sad to say, is you start getting a little bit more and more immune to it after every single time it happens. But I do. Social, I get DMs about it. I get people behind your back doing it. And I think you're never going to be impressed at everyone. And I think that's a mindset you should never get in marketing, because if you are trying to impress everybody, you're not going to impress the people who actually matter. And that's really the goal of marketing, to impress your audience that actually matters. So yeah, get called many names out there. And I bet you do too. Could you tell us about what you would call it out there?
Yeah. Well, first of all, in general, I could care less. It's hard when you're putting yourself out there. Maybe you're building your personal brand and then all of a sudden you'll get somebody that writes something to you that's not the nicest thing in the world, or is really saying what you just put out there is not a good idea. And some people will take that like, oh no, I'm on the wrong path. And they'll really think about it, because we forget about all the good comments that we get. We always think about the bad ones. I really don't. I could care less. So I live by a mantra of when in doubt, opt them out. When in doubt, kick them out. I get a lot of people that email me horrible things, cursing at me, saying crazy things. And I always write back the same thing. Always. I write back, smell you later. That's what I send. And I don't care. And every time I hit send on smell you later, it makes me smile. It makes me feel good. And then on, if I post something on LinkedIn and somebody writes something nasty, which happens probably a couple times a week, I just block them and they're dead to me. And I don't care. I know people out there are going to be like, well, no, that's not good. You should take the criticism and absorb it and think about it and change what you're doing. Screw that. Who has the time? And move on. They're not a good fit for me. So that's my jam.
This is a great point you just made, because I think criticism of one off versus, say, you have a bigger audience or you have a list, you can obviously go down the wrong path because of one off criticism. So someone says they don't like the way you write, or they don't like the way you speak, or they don't like this. It could take you off down the wrong path when you should probably start listening if it's a consistent thing that someone's saying over and over and over, and it's multiple people. But usually it's smell you later, like Jay says. Get out of here. I don't want to listen to you. Block, unsubscribe. You're out of my life. And it's so short-term thinking when people do this, but it's up to them.
Yeah, and you bring up unsubscribes, and I think this is an important topic, because sometimes marketers, they'll send out an email, they'll get a boatload of unsubscribes. They'll be like, uh-oh, our unsubscribes went up. We got to take a step back. We're sending out too much email. Or what we just sent out didn't make any sense. And a lot of times that's not true. You know, let's say you send out an email for the first time, you tried something new, you put an emoji in the subject line. Maybe for the first time in a while, people noticed your email. They didn't normally see your email because it didn't stand out. And they unsubscribe because it's not a fit for them anymore. Maybe you're marketing to, you know, new parents or new homeowners or people that just started a business and now they're not new parents anymore. They've owned a home for 3 years, or their business is 5 years old. You're no longer a fit for them. They unsubscribe. So don't take unsubscribes as a metric of you're doing something wrong, because that's not always the case. Do you subscribe to that?
100%. I think unsubscribe just shows that they're alive. It's better to, I'd rather know someone doesn't like my newsletter or doesn't like something than are unengaged entirely. So I'm okay with people unsubscribing. Also, it gets you closer to who your raving fans are. I think that's what people don't get. I think the goal of email or building an audience is build it up people who respect you, who believe in what you think. And that could change. People could come in and come out. But your whole goal is to cultivate those engaged long-term LTV readers, followers, subscribers, whatever you want to call them, in your audience.
All right. So before we wrap up, the most important thing I want to ask you is, what is your go-to sushi order, your go-to sushi roll order?
That's a great question. I'm a very big salmon nigiri person.
Look at you.
Salmon nigiri. I used to be a crazy roll person because I was a little bit scared of fish, but now I'm like full on. Give me the nigiri, give me the sashimi. But what is yours? I don't even know this about you.
Honestly, I will. There's nothing I won't try. So I like when like it's the chef's choice. And usually it's probably stuff they're just trying to get rid of, but I still like it because I like just trying anything that is super weird. So the weirder, the better. I've eaten some crazy stuff, man. I mean, I've eaten like fermented shark, which is, I did that in Iceland. Gross, weird things. So I don't care.
I do not want to know what that tastes like, and I'll never have that, but I'm proud of you for having fermented shark. Actually, it was a funny story. I went to this place and it had like pickles on the menu, and I didn't know like pickles meant that it's just pickled things. It was like actual pickles. So I got this a plate of pickled vegetables.
And that's so good.
I was expecting pickles. So it was just mind blowing that I just got all these pickled things.
Look at that. So there you go. Well, we've covered a lot. Hopefully you're not in the bathroom listening to this. Make sure to check out the Marketing Millennials podcast. That's Daniel's. And Do This Not That. That's my podcast. You all are awesome. We will see you at the next one. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This Not That, for marketers. Each week we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.